Okay, go ahead.
Okay, this house is the James T. and Delia Wason residence. Before we go in, I just want to let you know that this is a work in progress. And I think the person that owns the house is very dedicated to wanting to have the house, bring it back to the way it was. He's already, he is an electrician. He's rewired the entire house. He's had the house replumbed already. He's put a new roof on the house, you know, re-roofed it. Also, you'll see all the double hung windows are intact, but he repaired them all. And he also, on the one side, there was a sun porch, and he's rebuilt that because that had collapsed. So he's been doing a lot of work. He's in dire need. Right now, there is vinyl siding on the house, which was, but he showed me, he has pieces, places where he's taken it off, and that's his next project. But he doesn't want to take it off until he can repaint the house. And he said that's going to cost him $12,000. So that's what he's saving and saying, if I can get the tax break, this will help me on that. So his next priority is that. Then you'll see that the porte-cochere is in very bad shape as well. Or not porte-cochere. Yeah, the porte-cochere is in bad shape. That's his project after getting off the vinyl siding. And then the next one after that is going to be the front door. And then after that, he's going to start working on, like, the kitchen floor, you'll see, is not original. And so it's work in progress. Obviously, he has not been dedicating a lot of time to the yard. But I told him, this hedge, the county is not going to give you the tax break unless they can come inside and have a viewing area. And he said, that's fine. And I eventually intend to have an arbor over here so people will be able to look in easier once I get this all down. But so he's slowly but surely working on the house. As some of you mentioned before, Alice Greeley Dewey bought this house in 1971. She was the head of the anthropology department. Obama's mother, and Obama was already alive, lived here for a number of years when she was a student.
Little Barry must have come here then, right? Little Barry Obama.
Probably.
Must have come here.
Probably. And I mentioned it in the nomination. I didn't call it out as significant because Dewey bought the house in 71. I'm not sure which years Obama's was, but they're not, was within the last 50 years, so sometime in the 70s. So it's not historically significant yet until it's 50 years old. So I mention it, but I did not make a point of being significant for that reason.
And she's an anthropology professor.
Right.
Did you mention that?
I think the head of the department. Wason was a doctor. He came to Hawaii in 1894 after the overthrow. His first position was at Kalihi Hospital, which was mainly dealing with lepers. And over the years in Hawaii, he became the foremost expert in Hawaii on leprosy. And he worked for a number of years with the Territorial Board of Health. Then he was the city and county physician for several years. And then starting in 1931, he oversaw the medical needs at Kalaupapa, which he continued till 1943 when he retired. And then he died 2 years later. The house went through around five different hands. I can see why it's run down, but I'm amazed that most of it's very much there still. And so that's a very good point. Then when the man who owns the house now, John, I'm sorry he's not here right now. His wife's from Indonesia. They just had a child, and they just brought the child down to Indonesia for a visit. He's coming back next week. He was a student that rented in the house as well. And then after he graduated, Professor Dewey was declining, and he stayed, and he helped her, and eventually bought the house from her in 2012. So he's been working on the house for the last 7 years. So with that, we can go inside and take a look.
She only died a couple of years ago, I believe.
Yeah.
I used to see her over in Manoa occasionally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I think, no, he bought the house while she was still alive.
Right.
At first he said he could have the house, and he said, no, no, no.
There's more to that story than you're just telling
about. Well, probably is.
And Ed Joseph.
I
ordered that already. I had a copy of.
Oh yeah.
Live today.
Oh wow.
So I can give it to you. About Victorian architecture, about help inspire.
Oh, okay. Very.
This looks like someplace in the South here.
Yes, colonial architecture in Hawaii from the turn of the century on.
He used to have that huge dog. He used to have that big Newfie hound. Is that dog?
Oh, I don't know.
That huge dog,
that huge hound. Oh, I don't know. There is a dog. I think it's lost in one of the bedrooms.
Yeah, it's a big dog.
So you can see the portico chair is going to need a new roof on it.
This
collected Greece, probably.
That's what he was saying for Greece. I don't know. And I've seen one or two other ones. I know one of the other houses, the person said, oh no, it's when you're drunk, you don't run into the house. he called it a wheel guy.
No, that's for collecting grease.
Okay. What would they do? Drain it and then?
Oh no, old cars drift a lot.
Oh, so okay.
It makes it easier to keep it clean. It wouldn't run all over the place.
All right.
We can go in. Shoes on if you like.
Okay.
The siding
is cool.
Yeah.
This is the original.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Yeah,
that's really nice. These are individual pieces?
Yeah, it's all shiplap.
Really handsome.
Let's see where he has that. He's restored.
Did Alice put this on?
Huh?
Did Alice put this on?
I imagine.
Must have been since 71.
Yeah.
That's a bad choice.
Yeah.
It
just gotta
create
some kind of like moisture problem too.
It can create moisture problems, yeah.
Kind of
the living room still has this panel wainscot, crown molding, built-in bookcase. The house is done in 1919.
Oh, my dad was born 1919.
We were just grieving. Please stay off this.
You
get really paranoid.
Oh, God.
This is for
the
baby. Don't walk
here. And the house is full of bugs. Yeah,
exactly. This is the thing. Yeah. He doesn't know. He said that was there. Sort of jobs in.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't there originally.
Yeah. I don't know.
You can see they cut the wood. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then all the windows have slugs. Mm. It's common for that period.
I thought you meant like the living guy.
Huh? No. And obviously the original floor is still here.
I didn't think about that.
I've never seen this room before myself.
This is really a cool house.
I'll take it.
This is the back.
This is like the perfect
house. But this has all been redone because he rebuilt this whole
I'd like to look in here, Don.
Can you see if the door opens?
Well, I don't know. I'll let you do that.
This is a beautiful room.
But it's a bedroom. I have not seen inside yet. But I suspect it'll have the same finish as this one. We'll have to look and see if there is a window. I'm not sure.
It's like the period.
Then for the kitchen, yeah, he still has the butler pantry.
You're advising him on the flooring?
Yes. Yeah, he knows that. But right now it's solid. This would be a lower priority. And just, yeah.
This is a laminate or is it a strip or is it a trim?
No, this is wood. This is real wood. Not really.
Let's see if this light works. Oh.
That's there.
There's
the picture's great, huh?
Is there one here?
No, it's not here.
And still has all the little horn batten.
Oh, right there.
All the original cabinets.
Exposed factor screening, we call it.
Yeah, because a lot of this didn't have screens, you know.
Yeah,
you
had the grow farm. Like that.
You go to grow farm museum, the kitchen has no screens. It's just.
Well, this is definitely grow farm museum. Look at that door.
That's
the house I grew up in Vermont.
Yeah.
I had a class once called Colonial Revival as an architectural style, and then I guess some of the people in American Studies thought I was talking about reviving colonialism or something.
Oh, no.
That's kind of like a really special meaning. This is the best example of colonial revival.
Did replace some of the balustrade on that
here.
Did it in kind.
These are bathrooms. What were these originally, Don?
Huh?
Downstairs was the bathroom. Over there.
What was what? That was the sun place. Well, no, sun porch. Which had unfortunately collapsed.
The stairs from downstairs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The stairs from downstairs.
Yeah, that's the steps down to the.
Oh. That's kind of neat.
Yeah, it has all the original knobs. I think that one was locked too. This is the master bedroom.
Wow.
That one's locked.
Gotcha. But it is similar to this door, except it doesn't have the background.
This, this era, it's magnificent and long, and boards are just always so impressive to me. Mm. Yeah, and there's 16 feet across.
Do you recognize the dollars?
No, 1919 they were. Sometime between 1969 and 1964, huh?
What do you think is there? Plaster.
Probably. Let's see.
What's on the floor? What's on downstairs? Is it plaster?
Yes.
And then the tub, he said, is not original, but the medicine cabinet, which is behind the door here, is. This bathroom's been remodeled, but it still has its board and batten wainscot.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go. Then there's pocket doors that used to go out to the roof of the porte cochere.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we can see the fireworks. Yeah, so that's a giant pocket. Yeah, and all, most of the windows are the double hungs are 4 feet wide to accommodate ventilation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there's another, you can see the.
We have an exhibit in here, anthropological exhibit.
We have another pocket door on this side which goes out.
Why did the anthro party today? There is one.
There's
3 o'clock today, anthro party.
Oh, really? Start the semester, so it's architecture and start doing that. And then this
we had a whole bunch of stuff. We had a
meeting yesterday.
Okay.
There's a leftover door.
Yes.
It's outdoors-ish. Gets you like your eye in the pantry. Well, I think the less he does, the better.
Exactly. Yeah. Now we'll have gotten
this. Is the servant's stair?
Yes.
It goes down to the kitchen floor, the linoleum floor.
Uh-huh.
And this only lays. That's your this is down at the bottom.
What's happening here? Probably the wiring or problem?
Here.
Probably the wiring. Yeah, he said when he did the rewiring.
Can you see?
Mm-hmm.
He was he said there's an I-beam that runs the whole length. Yeah.
I have the light. If you want to look in there.
Does that seem feasible? Or something
else? Maybe it had a connection with the wire work.
Yeah, it's that closet that's right behind the stove.
Thank you.
I should pull a dog, I think that'd be fun.
So you said one of the porticos collapsed too? Or?
No, the front one. The front one. This one's original.
So he's going to rebuild it.
He's starting to do some explorations.
Yeah. But I mean on the front one, did
he's going
it?
To rebuild.
Oh, yeah.
First he wants to do siding, then porte-cochere, then the front portico.
Nice. Do you know anything about, what was it, Owen Weber, the builder?
Nothing.
Yeah, never heard of him.
And it was more frustrating, I can't find an architect.
See what?
Owen Weber, the man in the newspaper said who is the contractor, but I don't know who he is, and they never mentioned an architect.
What's he got on the roof now?
Composition team.
You have to cut back a lot of your stuff that would help you build it.
Yeah, and then this is the boundary wall for the property now. He said originally on the old map, this was part of the property.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then they cut that part out and stuck it out. But I don't know what.
There's a beautiful house here. They had a big lawn and then
I know.
Yeah, breadfruit here too.
They got papaya. I had never seen papaya juice this big before too.
Oh wow! Wow, it's almost impossible.
Yeah.
Might as well cut it down.
They make a thing to harvest those.
Yeah, but oh, that's quite.
No, they have it some little pole and it's got a little basket.
I have one of those, but this one.
I bought one from when I had a papaya in my backyard. I bought one and I got the papaya off, and next then I was like leaning on it and it just fell over.
He's got an avocado picker in leaned enough in the porch there. So the board meeting doesn't start till 11:30, so there's a big gap. I did that. Dog?
Oh, Julie knows how to fix it.
Oh no, I did that.
Pat, you broke it. The other side.
Oh my god.
Nice knob, too. Do you guys have any questions for Don?
Oh, wait, let's turn off the light.
Not me.
Any questions for Don?
I have a question for you, Chandra. Is anybody going to be, what time are you guys going to open up the room for the board meeting?
Probably right at 11. We have to set everything up there.
So can we come at 11 or what?
11:30. Well, we should have it Sunday then. We're gonna go after this.
Right. Okay. I just wanted to know how soon we can get in to either help set up or.
Yeah. That's cool.
I mean, are you going directly there from here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I can hurry and get it. But.
Parking passes.
Oh, after when we go, yeah.
Down be there?
Yeah, she sent me a star. Do you guys have any questions for Don? Before I turn this off?
I've already asked him mine.
Okay.
wider than.